Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic Guru. And welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm pumped you're here because today we're diving headfirst into something absolutely crucial. Cultivating inner strength through adversity. Ever felt like life was throwing punches? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong and you just want to curl up in a ball. Yeah, me too. But guess what? Those moments, those seemingly impossible challenges, they are actually the breeding grounds for true resilience. They are where our inner strength is forged. Think of it like this. If you always sail on calm seas, how do you know how strong your ship really is? It's in those raging storms, when the waves are crashing and the wind is howling, that you truly discover what you're made of. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you not only weather any storm, but emerge stronger on the other side. First up, acceptance. No matter how much we try to fight reality, it's going to do its thing. Some things are just out of our control. Accepting this doesn't mean giving up. It means acknowledging what is in focus of your energy, where it truly matters, responding effectively. Think about it like this. You can't change the fact that it's raining, but you can put on a raincoat and keep moving forward. Next, reframing. Our thoughts have incredible power. When adversity hits, we tend to focus on the negative, amplifying our stress and fear. But what if we could reframe those thoughts? Instead of dwelling on the what-ifs, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or how can I use this as an opportunity for growth? A simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. Remember that quote by Marcus Aurelius, the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Dim, that's wisdom right there. Now, focusing on what you can control. This is huge. We often get bogged down by things we can't influence, but there's a whole world within our grasp, our actions, our responses, our choices. Focus on what you can control and let go of the rest. It's like that scene in The Matrix where Neo chooses to take the red pill and see reality for what it is. Choose your reality. Next up, building resilience. Adversity isn't a sign of weakness, it's an invitation to build inner strength. Every challenge you overcome, every obstacle you conquer makes you more resilient. Think of it like training for a marathon. The more you push yourself, the stronger you become. So embrace those challenges. Lastly, practicing gratitude. When things are tough, it's easy to lose sight of the good in our lives. But remember, even in the darkest of times, there are always things to be grateful for. A loving family, a roof over your head, a warm cup of coffee, these small blessings can make all the difference. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you find peace amidst the chaos. All right, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, practiced until your teeth are sore, but then disaster strikes. You wake up with a nasty cold and your voice is shot. It feels like everything is falling apart, but here's where those Stoic principles come into play. You can accept that this is happening, reframe it as an opportunity to learn new presentation skills, maybe use visuals instead of relying solely on your voice. Focus on what you can control, your preparation and enthusiasm, and practice gratitude for the fact that you're still able to participate in some way. By staying calm, confident, and focused, you can navigate this challenge and even turn it into a positive learning experience. Remember, adversity doesn't have to define you, it can be your catalyst for growth and resilience. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to cultivate inner strength through adversity. Think of this as your Stoic survival guide, ready to equip you for whatever life throws your way. Now go out there, face those challenges head on, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a little Stoic wisdom in their lives. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep on crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.